What's up?
What's up, girl? You want? Does it bother you, the question?
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique Naperville steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing our guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Check out NapervilleTrolley.com. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show is Divine Beauty Luxe Spa. They are the sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. Check out DivineBeautyLuxSpa.com. Naperville Alarm is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting as low as $19 per month. And Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly promo.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
It's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Lots of good guests today on the show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy, and I bring good topics to discuss, good guests, awesome guests, really, and at least one good laugh. You'll get one good laugh out of this. I'm sure you've had a couple already since it started. Oh, boy. We do have good guests today. Today, I'm really excited to have on, we're going to talk to Mark Bielik from the Chicago Auto Show. As I mentioned to you last week, we've got tickets to give away for that. It's coming, folks. The Chicago Auto Show, February 14th through the 22nd. We're going to talk to Mark Bielik from the Chicago Auto Show. And then later on in the show, we're going to have Sarah Lorenzi. She'll be on and talk about this non-for-profit that I just found out about it, and you'll hear more about it, so just stay tuned. It is the Chicago Area Alternative Education League, and this is the daughter of the founder and executive director who will be on later in the show. So tune in for that. And I'm really excited. He's in the studio with me. I told him to be very quiet.
I love my Dolly.
That's Michael Reiser is here from the Michael Reiser Band, and we have a really special treat, don't we, Michael?
Very special, Dolly. Very, very special.
Okay, you know why he said that? I love my Dolly. Let's do it again.
I love my Dolly.
Oh, well, he's... Okay, everybody who listens to the shows knows that I have this recording of my nephew, Jakey, who says, I love my Aunt Dolly. Well, for some reason, it's not playing this morning, so this is the first time ever in almost 2 years now, the Dolly McCarthy Show, I haven't heard that little voice. And I love you too, Jakey. So I told Michael to say it.
I love my Aunt Dolly.
There we go. He had this Russian voice that came out.
I love my Aunt Dolly.
I love you too, Jakey. Michael, good job. Oh, we'll be talking to Michael in a little bit, so sit tight. And he has, you know, we're Cubs fans. Michael is too. Michael Reiser Band. Check him out. MichaelReiserBand.com. Check him out. But he's got something really, really special that he's going to be playing for the very first time, and it's on my show.
Just released today.
Just released
on iTunes today.
I'm very honored.
Just for you, Dolly. You're wearing Cubby Blue for me. I appreciate it.
And I didn't even plan that. I'm wearing blue.
Looking lovely in Cubby Blue. Perfect wardrobe.
You're so sweet. I'm sorry we have no breakfast today for you. He's giving me the conflict, but I have nothing to give him. There's no chocolate bacon this morning either.
Well, maybe that's a good thing,
Dolly. Last week we had chocolate bacon. That. Everybody was happy, Lance. Okay, so we'll talk to you, Michael. Shut your mouth, okay? Enough talking. No, I'm kidding.
Got it.
I love it. I love that you're here.
I love a strong dictatorial woman.
We got a... You're the one with the German accent. Oh, I could say that because I'm a little German, too. All right, enough. Before I get in trouble. We got to take our first guest, Mark Bielik. I got his name right. I asked him how to pronounce his name. He's with the Chicago Auto Show 2015. You know, this is one of my favorite times of year. I'm one of 14 kids, and I have five brothers. My father, God rest his soul, he loved cars. He was passionate about cars. So I had an appreciation for a good muscle car when I was a kid. You know how people are like, oh, I want a Mercedes. Oh, I want a BMW. No, I want those muscle cars. That's hot. That's what I want.
Yeah.
And you know what my dream car is? Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. My dream car is a pickup truck. We'll get into that.
Ooh, with dualies?
Yeah. Sure. Okay, well, so let's talk to Mark. Mark, thank you for being so patient and holding.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me on.
You're so welcome. Let's talk about the Chicago Auto Show. It's February 14th through the 21st.
22nd.
Oh, I had it wrong.
22nd.
My bad. 22nd. Oh, I have two notes here. One says the 21st, one says the 22nd.
Yeah, the reason you probably have that is because the times are a little different. We open at 9 o'clock this year, which is an hour earlier than every year. But and every day we close at 10 p.m., except for that last day, which we close at 8 p.m. So that's why you've probably got two dates there.
Okay. Oh, my bad. So February 14th, Valentine's Day. What a perfect idea for a Valentine's Day date, guys. Take your girl to the auto show.
Yeah, buy her a Lamborghini.
Make sure you got roses and chocolate. Maybe put the ring, surprise her, you know, if you're going to propose, put the ring in the car, in the engine, have her look under the hood. If she finds the, oh, geez, let's stop while we're ahead, folks. So, Mark, we just, you know, I was born and raised in Chicago. We love cars in Chicago. Don't you love a car, Michael?
I love a good car.
What are you driving now?
Right now I got an Infiniti G37X.
Show off. Okay.
Hope you got some snow tires on there.
The thing runs like a rail. I'm so happy with it. It looks good.
All right, Mark. So every year it's at the McCormick Place. It's massive. Tell us what's going to be different about the auto show this year. Anything exciting and new?
Well, you know, every year the auto show is new. It's new every day. Because you don't come.
Sure.
Usually people don't come two or three times. They'll come one day. So it's new every day. But I think this year the big buzz that we're seeing are two things. One, supercars. Supercars are back.
Yes.
And we'll have the Ford GT. We'll have the Acura NSX. We'll have the Ferraris, the Lamborghinis, the Astons, the Rolls. We'll have all those cars. The Corvette Z06 will be there. Viper will be there. The new Mercedes GT, AMG GT, which got a Super Bowl commercial. If you watch the Super Bowl, it's just a stunning car. So that's one angle. I mean, there is more high horsepower, high octane muscle in the show. You were talking about muscle cars than I have seen in a decade.
Really?
So, I mean, we're really excited about that. And then two is, we're lucky this year to get a number of world introductions of really consumer focused vehicles. So we'll get the first look at the new Honda Pilot, the new Chevy Equinox, and the new Acura RDX. Three segment leaders in crossovers, so we're going to get those. We'll also get to see the new Avalon, so we're very excited about that. And again, you know, those haven't been shown anywhere else in the world. We'll get them here first in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's real. It sounds like a great lineup.
Yeah.
I am so excited about going, and we're giving away free tickets.
I hope you are.
Thanks to our fine friends of Chicago Auto Show. So, Mark, Valentine's Day is the opening day at the auto show. Unless you go to the first look. Let me back up a little. First look is Friday night. Next Friday night. I'm going.
Good.
I'm doing. I love to bling it up, so I'm
going to
bling it up.
We'll have to connect.
We definitely have to. Well, I'll see you tomorrow night at the dinner for all our traffic reporters in Chicago that tell everybody there's no traffic around the auto show. Just go in.
Oh, there's plenty.
There's plenty of traffic. But there's plenty of parking, and it's very. You guys make
right.
it very easy.
Yeah.
So I will say this. You don't have to buy me dinner for me to say that. I'm teasing you. But first look is the first Friday. I'm sorry. The 12th?
13th.
The 13th. Sorry. Yep. Yes. So auto show starts on Saturday, the 14th. First look is on the 13th. You can get tickets for this. Tell us about first look and what's the purpose of it? Who does it benefit? It's a charity event, right?
Right. So first look is one of Chicago's largest single-day charity events. It's put on by the Dealer Association. We're the Chicago Auto Trade Association. We run the auto show. And we put this event on so that we allow 18 local charities to sell tickets. and they keep the money from their ticket sales. We put out the food, we pay for the security, we turn the lights on, and we say, hey, charities, go sell tickets, make some money, and let's have a great black tie event. And really, I mean, I can't wait for you to see it this year. It's a fantastic event. There's food from more than 50 different or 40 different restaurants from around the city. We have, top shelf beverages as well, and a couple of bands. Haley Reinhart, American Idol finalist from Chicago, is going to be performing, as well as the Chicago Six. And then Lexus is going to have a band as well.
The Chicago Six, isn't that our friend Dan Hampton?
Yes, it is.
And
Dan
Otis Hampton, Wilson.
Otis Wilson and Steve McMichael.
Yeah, hello, guys. Hey, Gap Bears.
And each year we raise about $2.5 million. This year will mark, I believe, about the 20th or so year. Oh, the 24th year, actually. And over the course of those years, we've raised $40 million for the charities in the area. And it's just a great way to do it. You can buy tickets, firstlookforcharity.org, and get more information there. It's the easiest way to do it. And, I mean, yeah, it is money. It's $250 a ticket, but almost all of that is a charitable donation.
Isn't 98% of that ticket price go right back to the charity? So
don't quote me, but I believe so.
I think, but I'm pretty sure, because I've emceed at a couple of individual charity parties, and this is what they've told me.
Yeah, we take almost nothing. I mean, basically, we have to take what the government makes us take to pay for doing the event.
Right.
So
you got to pay the help and pay for the food and all.
Well, we pay that out of our own pocket. That the ticket money doesn't cover even near what that outlay is.
Oh,
and
right.
I don't want to go into those numbers.
Yeah, we'll go into that next year.
It's by far the most expensive party I've ever thrown. That's for sure.
Well, it is a fantastic party, and it is worth every penny of that $250. Because, like I said, I know for a fact that majority of that money goes right to the charity that is a beneficiary. So you have 18 charities. One of them, all of them, I swear. They're all fantastic. A lot of my favorites on there. I mean, what's not to like? There's Catholic Charities on there, Turning Point Autism Foundation, Ray Graham, right? Isn't it Ray Graham?
Yeah.
Yes, Ray Graham.
Yeah. You've got
it just goes on and on.
Yeah, 18. I mean, all the charities are listed at firstlookforcharity.org.
Yes.
And really, we basically turn the show over to them that night and say, use this as a great fundraising opportunity. And it's turned into such a cool, fun way to see the auto show. I mean, there's people there. I mean, we'll probably sell 10,000 tickets this year, but it's not crowded to the point that you can't get in the cars and you can't get it. You don't wait long lines for food. And, there's 40 food stations set up across the show floor. So if there's people standing at the Real Urban Barbecue Station, walk over to the sushi station and get some fresh seafood though. So.
Yeah, the food is fantastic. I love the fact that I don't have to elbow my way around, get people out of my way to get to the Ferraris. But here's the best part for me. I'm wearing my 3-inch heels, and by 9:30, I'm dying. And some nice-looking man in a tuxedo says, "Would you care for some slippers, madame?"
Yeah.
And so I wear my cute little pink slippers, and it's acceptable. Because everybody's wearing
them. Oh, yeah, because everybody is by that time.
All these women, not the men. We need loafers for the men.
It's one thing to go to a wedding reception or something with some nice shoes on, but walk a million square feet with, 4-inch heels. And
it's not
I don't
easy.
Blame you.
It's not easy, but it's worth it. It's a great time. Okay, so First Look is February 13th. It's a Friday night. Check out, what's that website again they need to check out?
Firstlookforcharity.org.
Firstlookforcharity.org. I think this is probably, don't quote me, but I would have to say, if I didn't know better, I would have to say this is probably the largest charity event in Chicago, where everybody is welcome
them.
To come.
Yeah, it's certainly one of them. And, we really try and make this our way to give back to the community. It's the car dealers sometimes get a reputation. And, if there's one thing that I could point to that we do for the community every year that's outstanding, it's this event.
Yes, I would agree. Hats off to all our car dealerships. Now everybody go out and buy a brand new car. Buy me one, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so guess what, guys? Isn't it free for kids under 6, the auto show?
Yeah, the auto show is, ticket prices are dirt cheap, 12 bucks for adults.
That's cheap. That's a great date night.
Yeah.
12 bucks, Valentine's
12
Day.
Bucks.
24 bucks to get in,
right.
Drop $5,000 on the diamond and put it on the trunk, under the
right.
hood. Honey, well, look under the hood there.
And in fact, parking is just 10 bucks after 6 o'clock. So, I mean, you can get parked and in the show for 30 bucks.
Yeah,
I don't know where you could do that anywhere. Try and go to a movie. Try, you know,
you're
try
right.
It.
You're absolutely
so.
And most women, I would say most Midwestern gals love cars as much as I do. You know, so it's a slam dunk. You can't lose
right.
taking your gal to the auto show. And girls, surprise your men. Hey, I shouldn't put all the pressure on the men.
That's
girls,
right.
Bring your guys to
Thank
the auto
you.
Show. You'll blow them away. And you could go more than one
yeah.
time.
And the show
place is massive.
You know, it's really not just about cars. Yeah, we'll have nearly 1,000 cars out there, but there's so many interactive things to do. You can go for a ride on the Jeep track, or Toyota's doing a really neat thing with a Camry where you can reenact one of the commercials that they made. And, you know, there's outdoor ride and drives. There's all sorts of interactive things. You can put on those crazy virtual reality goggles and probably half the displays and pretend to drive a car. I mean, there's all sorts of cool stuff going on.
Lots of fun things for all ages. All ages. Okay, yeah. Mark, what's your favorite car?
Oh, my favorite car? Gosh, you know, people ask me that all the time, but I'm a big fan of American muscle. So
yes.
give me a Corvette or a Mustang or even a Dodge Challenger, and I just love the way they sound, and love having fun with them in the summer, you know?
Yeah, nothing better. I love muscle car. I love a convertible, too.
Yeah.
The Jaguars
yeah.
are my favorite.
Yeah, that's a gorgeous car.
Well,
yeah.
when I was a kid growing up on the northwest side of Chicago, like I was telling Michael before you got on the air, Mark, you know, I have five brothers, and my dad in the summer would find a clunker. He'd bring it home, and it would be a higher-end car, like a Mercedes, a Jaguar, a Ferrari, and it would just be awful. Like, it was sitting under a tree for, like, decades. And he would bring it home. I think he bought it for $500, and he and my brothers would, I don't know what you call it, rehab the car?
Yeah.
Just fix
restore
it up?
It.
And it
sure.
was restore. That's the word. Rehab. Well, I have a lot of realtors in the family. Well, restore the car, and it would just be gorgeous. And then they would sell him, and that's how my brother paid for his college, you know?
That's a really great family bonding experience.
It was.
It sure
And my brother, my other brother, my younger brothers would get kit cars, the Austin.
Oh, really?
The kit cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, people in Chicago, we love a good auto show. We love a good car. So
yeah.
I guess that's why the auto show has been so successful. And every year it gets better and better. And I have to say, I just love the fact that you do that first look for charity. It's a great time. $250. You can't beat it. You get spoiled. You're treated like a celebrity.
You are. I mean, we have a red carpet. Everybody can walk the red carpet, get their photos with personalities from Channel 7 and the Windy City Live crew.
Hey, our friend Ryan Shivarini.
Yep.
Hey,
there
Ryan.
You go.
And, you know, I'll be there. Don't forget about little old me.
There you go.
And I think my WGN buddies will be there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh,
Mark Bielek, it was great talking to you.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to meeting you at the auto show for First
yep.
Look. And have a successful year. Thanks for all you guys do.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Take
all
care.
Right. Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Oops.
The Dolly
Let's
McCarthy.
Shut that off. That work? Yeah, there we go.
All right.
So I have to announce a couple of more sponsors here. The Arthur Murray Dance Company in Naperville and in Oak Brook, they are a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. Innovative Orthodontic Centers, enhancing smiles for life. Check out www.orthocenters.org. I like saying that. www.bdubs. Bracconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. You're supposed to be my laugh track, Michael. Michael Reiser's in the studio today. He's wearing sunglasses. You know, I was wearing my sunglasses yesterday. It's not that sunny, but the white really annoys the eyes sometimes. It
depends how tired your eyes are.
And
that's
Michael,
that's my secret.
Yo, you've been up all night. We'll talk about why. I know your wife had a good night's sleep, but you were up all night. Okay. Bracconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family owned and operated.
You got to slice the garlic really thin. Who said that?
Paulie, Godfather.
Paulie, that's right. Yes.
That's right. So it dissolves like butter.
You know, I did a movie with him, Paul Sorvino.
Oh, nice.
Last summer. Yeah. It was called Precious Metal. And I'm like, let's go to an Italian restaurant, Paulie. We went on a date. Yeah.
Ooh.
And so we went to Rosebud's in Naperville.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And and I made him say that to me over and over and over again. It was hilarious. Great guy. The movie's coming out in a couple months. You have to hold on for that. Check out Bricconi's.com. Next time I'm going to bring Paul to Bricconi's because I love their pizza. Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org. And finally, All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. Which reminds me, I need to call Mario and get a limo to take me to the auto show. How cool would that be?
Now you're talking.
But I'm going to make my date pay for that one.
Now you're talking.
He's got really, really reasonable prices for this, for the limousine service. So that is my buddy Mario at All Service Limousine. Check him out. That service is their middle name. Okay, we're going to move on. We are going to be talking to my next guest shortly. I do have a couple of announcements, though. Sarah Lorenzi will be on shortly. And my awesome producer John is going to be getting her on the line soon. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for her to come on, I want to remind you all, talk about red carpet. So many fantastic things going on with the Deli McCarthy Show. You remember last winter I was on Man Cow Show? Yeah. Well, he and I are reuniting again. We're going to do this Academy Awards party on Sunday, February 22nd, 5 o'clock at the Hollywood Palms. Talk about a red carpet. This is your red carpet opportunity. And you can pose with I'm sure Man Cow will pose with you if you want, or me. I don't mind. I'll do it. Red carpet, anything for charity. This is all to benefit the Chicago Children's Advocacy Center. It will be a party to remember. That's what they tell me, for sure. Drinks and dinner included, and the price is under $30. Can you believe that? So they'll have giveaways, and it's all for charity. You'll win prizes. There's a ballot. You can vote for the best picture. Maybe I can get Man Cow to do one-arm push-ups on stage. We're going to have a lot of surprises, too. So check that out. February 22nd. Check out HollywoodPalms.com for more information. Speaking of Hollywood Palms, next Wednesday night, the Dolly McCarthy Show is bringing all of my lovely listeners. I think that's a cue that Sarah's on the line.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Thank you. All right. Real quick, I'm going to throw this out there, and then we're going to take Sarah, my next guest. So exclusive only to Dolly McCarthy Show listeners and people that beg to come in. We'll let you in. I'm kidding. You can get these tickets. Anybody could get these tickets. Even people that don't listen to the show never heard of Dolly McCarthy. Who's Dolly McCarthy? Is that what your grandma says? Who's that girl? Turn her down. Turn down that radio. Okay, 50 Shades of Grey. Let me get to the punchline. The advanced screening of 50 Shades of Grey. Do you know, Michael, this is probably the earliest screening in America. It's going to be Wednesday before the Friday release.
Very sweet. Very sweet.
Yeah, I'm rubbing elbows with Universal Studio folks over there. They gave me permission to screen this, thanks to our friends, too, at the Hollywood Palms Theater. Everybody, $20. Everybody gets in. $20, movie, popcorn. You get one drink special. It's called the Charlie Mango, named after the Charlie Tango helicopter from the book, if you've read the book. Okay. So it's only $20, and all the proceeds go to the Center Stage Theater, which is in partnership with Kids Cabaret. So if your kids go to Kids Cabaret, it's a great theater company in Naperville, and the Center Stage Theater is a non-for-profit. So not all the proceeds, a portion of the proceeds after we pay the theater will go to Center Stage Theater. So hopefully you all can come out for that. That's Wednesday, February 11th at 7 o'clock. Join me. Please join me. I'd love to see you. Okay, we're ready for Sarah Lorenzi. Is she there? Let me just do a little music.
Hi, Dolly.
Sarah, hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for being so patient.
Course.
And waiting for us. Sarah is the board chair of the Chicago Area Alternative Education League, and she is the daughter of the founder and executive director of the league. So really glad to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you abbreviate this. What do people call it besides the long Chicago area?
Sure. So we call it KALE.
KALE, okay.
KALE, mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about KALE. What is KALE?
So basically, we're a 501c3 nonprofit, and we provide like a full spectrum of academic, athletic, and art programs to at-risk boys and girls in all the alternative schools and alternative programs throughout the state. So we partner with about 50 schools, and those schools are serving kids from 79 public school districts that basically, you know, they've been removed from their mainstream schools for various reasons. You know, they may have aggression or be withdrawn or emotionally disturbed or learning disabled or behavioral challenges. You know, it might be gangs or drug dependent, depressed, truant. So a lot of different reasons that these kids just might not be successful in the mainstream. So they go to these alternative schools or alternative programs, and KALE basically provides all their athletics and then their academics and art programs. Basically, the kids have to, every week, they have to be eligible to participate in whatever KALE season we're in. So whether it's, you know, bowling or chess or basketball, volleyball, softball, flag football, the kids have to be on target. So it's their motivator throughout the week, and it's what these educators are using every day to keep their kids. You know, their attendance has to be on, their grades have to be up, and their behavior has to be okay for them to be able to leave school and go to another school and play in whatever game that is for that week. So it's a pretty neat program that has been around since my dad started it back in 1976, and he's served over 100,000 at-risk kids throughout the state since then. I think we have about, I think it's 8 counties that we serve.
Wow. Was this began in Chicago, though?
Correct. So he runs it out of Forest Park. So we have programs all over. So we have programs in the city, in Chicago. We have programs, you know, out in the suburbs, in the rural areas. So it's a pretty large span.
Wow. Yeah. How do you keep track of all these programs? I can barely get my kids to their after-school activities.
I hear you.
Holy cow.
I know.
Now,
I know.
Do you have a lot of volunteers? Do you have a staff? How does it work?
Yes. Yeah, so he's basically the only paid employee who has been running all these programs.
Wait a minute. He doesn't even pay his own daughter? I'm kidding.
Well, we're working on that. We are working on that. So right now, we're actually splitting his salary. I left teaching after 13 years in third grade, and left teaching this year so that I could take this on with my dad, you know, so he can take a step back. I mean, he's getting a little bit tired, as he should be, and he's ready to kind of have someone else come in. So right now, that's where we're at to kind of, you know, I want to kind of build this infrastructure to make KALE continue and be able to grow. I mean, my dad, he is an amazing guy who is really good at educating at-risk kids, but, you know, he doesn't have any background in finance or business or marketing. So the really neat thing about KALE is that it's been going on for so long and has been so successful without any of those pieces. So it's kind of neat to be able to come in and put it out there and have people just amazed by kind of the magnitude of it. And he has been the only paid employee. But the model is so unique because he's partnering with all of these schools. So it's all of these teachers and educators that are delivering all of the KALE programs to all their kids. So, you know, on any given Wednesday, junior high kids are playing all over the state. Every Friday, you know, high school kids are playing. But my dad obviously can't be at every one of those games. He has all of these amazing educators that are, you know, that we partner with. And they're providing, you know, the games. They're the officials, they're the coaches, and it's the neat thing about KALE is that it's not an after school program, it's during the school day. And two, the fact that, you know, it's not new people that are coming in to work with these kids for the programs, it's the people who are trained to work with these kinds of kids, that are with them and build these trusting relationships all week, that are then with them coaching them and being the officials on the court or on the field. So it really works really well.
Wow. That is some program he has there. Since 1976. And you guys, you don't do this alone. You have a lot of volunteers. All these 79 schools, you said, public schools that are helping out in alternative programs as well.
Correct. Yeah. So it's, you know, any given alternative school will have kids from a multitude of different districts go like feed into those schools, and that's kind of how alternative schools are set up. So it's about 79 public school districts that feed into.
That is amazing. That is fantastic. You're doing something right.
Tell
your dad. We're very proud of him. So you guys, you do some fundraising, and you've got something coming up on the 15th of February?
Correct. Yep. Okay. We have our major fundraiser. It's a band-a-thon fundraiser. We have, you know, 8 or 9 bands. It's at Healy's West Side in Forest Park. It's a pretty cheap ticket. It's $35 or $30 in advance, and it includes, you know, draft beer and wine and pop, and we have heavy appetizers. We have tons of raffle prizes and silent auction items, and it's a great time. It's from 4 to 7 on the 15th, and it's President's Day weekend, so a lot of people have that Monday off right after. And it's a really good time to kind of get, you know, come out and see a lot of the people that have been involved with Kale for so long and a lot of new faces.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you also have a tournament coming up, I heard, a basketball tournament. Is this a fundraiser too?
It's not a fundraiser. So it's actually our biggest event that we have all year, where the kids are playing on a weekend. So normally, since all the events are happening during the school day, this is like our best showcase of, if people want to come out and learn more about Kale and see what we have going on. This basketball tournament is our 37th annual, and it's in Arlington Heights at Forest View Academy. And basically, it's 30 teams, 6 courts going all day long. And it's the largest of its kind in the state. And it's a pretty amazing thing to be able to come out and see, because you have, you know, some kids, all these kids have different stories, and they come out and the main focus is sportsmanship. They give out sportsmanship ribbons to each other at the end of every game. And their main focus is, we want to get the sportsmanship trophy at the awards ceremonies on Sunday. So just the whole energy of the whole place is amazing. Just that these kids are just, you know, it's about time for them to be in the spotlight, and we've had a lot of great media attention. Last year's tournament, we were cover the Chicago Tribune and, you know, other covers of papers and TV and things like that. And finally, these kids are, you know, being put in the spotlight for all the great things they're doing. Mm-hmm. So it's been pretty amazing, and it's a great event. If anybody, you know, can come out, I have all the information on our website.
Oh, let's give out that website, too.
Great. So it's CAAEL.org. So,
and you have a Facebook page, too, that people can like. Please like and share it. I'm just really amazed, because you have this little, forgive me for saying this, with all due respect, it's a little fundraiser you have going on here at Healy's in Forest Park. You know, and for the amount of the impact that you make in Illinois, to have this little fundraiser at Healy's.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised that,
I know.
You need to, you know, most charities like this, they have these huge dinners and galas and making hundreds of thousands of dollars. And here you are making it happen, very grassroots, because people all around, and this is just a testament to the people in this state, in Chicagoland, and to your family, that people will move. Not because they're getting paid, not because their name is getting on a plaque, or because their name is going to get in a booklet at a gala, because they believe in this. And I'm just so impressed by that.
Really
impressed. So my hat's off to you and to your dad. What is your dad's name? Is it John?
John Martin.
He's the founder and sole employee. Wow, he's put his heart and soul into this. And just let him know we're really proud of him. And all he's done for at-risk youth out there. And just keep going. If there's anything we can do to help, we'll post more information about your Bandathon fundraiser, which is Sunday, February 15th at Healy's in Forest Park. If you can come out, guys, oh, my God, $30. But you can't think of a better way to spend a Sunday afternoon than at a pub. Have a Bloody Mary for me. But check out their website, kale.org. And Sarah, you've been a delight. Thank you for coming on the show, and my best wishes to you and everybody involved with
Thank
this
you.
Come back on. And I want to get, when we have more time, I want you to come back on. We'll talk about some of your success stories too. I'm sure there's lots of them. Maybe you can get a few of the kids to come on the show too, and I can hear firsthand from them.
We'd love to do that. We'd love to do that. We're actually going to go on next week on WGN Midday News. So if anybody wants to tune in, and we'll have a student there, and we would absolutely love to come back and bring some students to talk with you as well.
Well, you make sure you tell that WGN Midday News that you were already on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I will. I will do that.
My good friends over there. It's called the Chicago Area Alternative Education League, and we've been talking to Sarah Lorenzi. Thank you again, Sarah, and good luck with the fundraiser on February 15th at Healy's. Check them out. Their website is kale.org, C-A-A-E-L.org.
Thank you so much, Dolly, for this opportunity.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye now.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
To the Molly McDarthy Show.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Okay, we went from... Oh, sorry. Yeah, turn that off. We were talking earlier about black tie affairs and whatnot. And speaking of black tie affairs, I've got to mention Kane County, Casa Kane County is having their Children's Champion Celebration. It's a black and white diamond ball. Another opportunity to bling it up, ladies. On Saturday, March 7th at the Q Center in St. Charles. And you know, the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of this event. We are every year very proud of the work that Casa does in our community. They serve and represent the best interests of hundreds of children in the probate and in over 550 probate and abused or neglected children within the Kane County juvenile court system. And so they do a top-notch job there. It's a tough job, and they do it with hundreds of volunteers. So hopefully you can come out on Saturday, March 7th, and support Casa Kane County. I will be there. Just tell them you want to sit by my table, okay? And finally, another Michael, we're going to get to you. Michael Reiser is in the house. Woo!
Ooh.
Yeah. And we're going to be talking about, Michael and I have a love. A love. We love our cubbies, don't
That's
we, Michael?
Right. We love our cubbies, Dolly.
And they're, 35 more days? How many more days till the pitchers take them out?
I think it's just maybe about 35, 36, 7 days, something like that, yeah.
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 Oh, close. My God.
Depends if they get a little delay because of the construction, though, too.
That's not going to happen. Yeah. We're going to be sitting on the street watching
gonna
the games.
We're going to see.
You know, you can't stop a game at Wrigley. Maybe the bleachers will be. No, that won't be up, I heard. The bleachers won't be up yet.
I think they're going to be delayed. I think the regular season's going to start on time. Okay. They say.
There'll be a lot of people in those the buildings around Wrigley if the bleachers are not done.
Yeah.
Those will be jam-packed. Not my favorite place to watch a game, though, I have to say.
I haven't seen it from a rooftop. I've been invited a number of times, always in the ballpark. It just seems so far.
It's a little weird. You almost feel like...
like a voyeur.
Yeah.
Speaking of 50 Shades of Grey. Hang it all. Ba-dum-boom.
Ba-dum-boom. Okay, real quick, before we... Michael Reiser's announced. Hang on there. He's coming. He's coming. We got a great, funny announcement. Announcement. A new release is a new song from Michael Reiser, the Michael Reiser Band. He's here. So let me get this quick announcement out there to my friends. It's that time of year again. Come dodge, duck, dip, and dive to raise money for the Les Turner ALS Foundation at the 4th annual Dodging for Lou Gehrig's Disease Dodgeball Tournament. Whew. The tournament is being held Friday, February 27th at Naperville North High School. Boy, you know what? You're never bored listening to the show. Your weekends can be filled with fun things to do just from this show alone. They're going to have 50 teams all across the area, junior high, high school, adult teams even. They're all going to come together and play dodgeball, and you all can witness it or you can participate in it. It's only $5 to get in to watch all of this. It's a great charity event. They raise about $20,000 every year, this event. And guess who puts this event together? You would not believe
it.
Two 15-year-old girls.
Oh, wow.
At Naperville Central
Ambitious.
High School. Yes. They started this 4 years ago, 4 years strong. Yeah, fourth annual. Hello.
So they started when they were 11?
You know what's really cool about this? Don't let me do the math. I'm kidding.
Wow.
Yeah, they did. And you know what's really cool about this year? Huh. Not the fact that I'm going to be emceeing this event,
I think that's pretty cool.
Wayne Messmer is going to sing the national anthem.
Nice.
Out here in the southwest suburbs. So we want to say hello to our friend Wayne Messmer. And we also want to say hello to our friends at the Naperville Park District. They provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life in the Naperville community. And hello to Dan Pope Family Dental, home of the one visit smile. In just one visit, you can get a full set of teeth or a single crown. Dr. Pope uses 3D CAD-CAM technology to make crowns in one visit. Mention this show for special pricing. Dr. Pope offers crowns for as low as $7.99. Yep, $7.99 for a permanent, long-lasting, beautiful crown. Pope Family Dental, located across the street from Centennial Beach in downtown Naperville. PopeFamilyDental.com. All right. Wait, hold on. Gotta play a little... Oh, wait, no, I played the wrong one.
Dolly, yeah. You're listening to the Molly McCarthy Show.
Yeah. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
You're listening to the Molly McCarthy Show.
All right, turn it off. I have no control over this computer. It just plays random stuff. I'm really excited because my I love hanging with Mike. I feel like I'm in the bleachers at Wrigley Field.
We are in the bleachers.
Hanging out.
Look how high up
Michael
we are in the
Reiser's
sky over
here. We're looking out over the city. I can see the John Hancock. I can see Wrigley Field from here. Yes, I can. Put those bleachers back up. So we're really excited because
those construction guys should put their pants back on. I see a full moon right now. And it's daytime.
Oh my God, Michael Reiser. So Michael and I met a few weeks ago. We did a charity event with Ryan Chivarini.
That's right. Yeah.
At the Home Bar. Mm-hmm. And that was really fun. And the guitarist, your guitarist in your band, I used to throw pizza dough in the air with him.
Is that Small World or what?
I know. Wait, why am I drawing a blank? Hello, this is really bad.
The bassist, Joey Domino.
Joey Domino, yeah. Yes. How can I forget?
Yeah.
Joey Domino Crackers, Domino Crackers. You know. Anyway,
you
Joey
see?
And I, we worked at the Plaza Pizzeria, Harlem and Irving Plaza.
That's
we
right, where there. I grew up. Two, 3 blocks from there, about Belmont and Harlem.
I bet I served you pizza.
Harlem and Addison, let's say.
Yeah. Okay. I was Harlem. I was Austin and Addison. So you took the Addison bus down to Wrigley.
Yeah.
Did you not?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you get those Slurpees, those Dave Kingman? You remember the Slurpees? Dave Kingman's photo was on it all summer long.
Yeah, Dave
he was
Kingman,
like,
of course.
We'd take the bus, get our Slurpee, and take our bus. Mm-hmm. Did you ever get on the bus at Addison and Narragansett by mm-hmm. YoJo's?
That was my favorite stop.
Mm-hmm.
YoJo's, those hot dogs.
The tamale and the hot dogs.
Yeah, the tamale. Yeah, got to have that.
Yep.
Windy City tamale.
I got to get back to the old neighborhood. I got to go. So I'm really excited because the Cubs are going to win the World Series this year.
I think this is the year, Dolly.
Dang it all. Yes, it is.
I think this is the year. They got everything new. They've got new team ownership. They've got a new manager. They've got new players. They've got a new television broadcasting channel. And I think it's time for a new fight song.
All right. Michael
and that's
Reiser.
Why I'm here.
All right, so tell
I'm on a mission.
What made you write a new song for the
Cubs?
You
know what? I've been obviously you hear I'm saying how I grew up at Harlem and Addison.
Yeah.
I've been a Cubs fan my whole life, growing up on the northwest side of Chicago, and I listen to the old fight song, the old "Go Cubs Go," and it's good and it's fun, and I'm not taking anything away from it because it was wonderful for its time,
yes.
And it's still a good song. But you know what? I just thought I got to put something a little bit more contemporary into it, a little more high energy. Something that reflects the style of gritty blues that we've got our reputation for here in Chicago, along with some tongue-in-cheek humor about the history of what has happened with the Cubs, but nonetheless, through the whole process, keeping that faith and that optimism and that belief that, you know what, us Cub faithful are going to be redeamed.
Yes! Amen!
Like the tagline says, the Cubs are going to do it again, just like they did it before. And that's all there is to it. They did it before. It doesn't matter how long ago it was. They're going to do it again. I have faith, and I think this is the year.
I agree with you. There's two kinds of people in Chicago. There's the believers and the not believers.
That's right.
And those not believers are usually Sox fans.
And the worst is when they're sitting behind you in the Crosstown Classic Jeering you on.
That's so painful.
But you know what? I welcome all you Sox fans to come out download my song from iTunes too. Cubs Will Do It Again by Michael Reiser.
Yes. So the song is called The Cubs. Cubs Will Do It Again.
Cubs Will Do It Again.
I was so bummed because you shot the video last weekend.
I know I invited you, but I know you had stuff to do.
That dang blizzard.
I know that was the snow just kind
of. The blizzard of 2015. The 19th.
Some people's
travel. Was it the 19 inches? And it was the 10th largest storm in Chicago history.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad. And I had to work.
It was serious.
Six in the morning I had to work.
I know.
And Michael's like, yeah, come out to Palatine. Hey, Dolly, come out to
Palatine.
Come
on out, Dolly. I said, you'll be home by 11 or so. I didn't realize you'd have to be up at 3 in the morning just to commute for 2-3 hours downtown.
I would have done it. I really would have done it.
I know you wanted to do it. I know it.
The charity event. The night of the charity event that we did a couple weeks ago for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
That's correct.
Ryan Civarini was out there. Michael Reiser band was out there.
My band was there. Michael Reiser band was out there.
What other band? Let's throw the other band.
The other band was Sealed with a Kiss.
Kiss.
Good friends of mine as well.
Great band. Mm-hmm. Robbie Gold was there.
Robbie Gold was out there, yeah.
Speaking of Robbie Gold, he is, we got to have, you know what? We should have had Robbie in today. Robbie is the unofficial singer for the Cubs, too.
He'll sing my song,
then. Is he the official singer? He sings at the Captain Morgan Club before all the games and after the games. And I think he sang a national anthem there, but he's a great singer, too. So he was there that night. And I went, and I had to work at midnight, the overnight shift. So I went to that event, and then I did the overnight. So I can do it. But the night of your, I want to explain myself.
Woman. You're an Iron Woman.
Yeah. I'm a diehard. I want to explain myself so you understand this. Because I would have gone to that, and I'm so bummed. Because your song is going to be a hit.
It's
and everybody's
really
going to be watching
reviews.
The video that Dolly should have been in. A coulda, coulda, shoulda. But I couldn't go because I had to work at 6 in the morning, and I was trying to figure out, okay, I'm going to go to Palatine. Drive back to Naperville. Then in the storm, I'll be the only car on the road.
Yeah.
I was the only car on the road with all the snow. That's how it was. Me and all the snowplow trucks.
Yeah.
It was insane. So it was
You did the right thing. You had to do it. You were starting your new job. Yeah. Right?
You know, that video would have been an instant hit because Dolly McCarthy would have been dead after she shot the video.
Oh, don't say such a thing.
And that was her last appearance, folks. Da-dum-bum.
Oh, don't say such a thing.
So the Cubs better win it for Dolly. Darn, I could have sacrifice myself for the Cubs this year. No, we're still going to do it. 2015 is the year. Brand new, like you said, Michael, brand new.
They got a new
stadium,
everything. They've got new everything.
New manager,
it's time
new
for
players.
A new song. Something that reflects the energy of Chicago, the grittiness of Chicago, the tenacious belief of Chicago.
We're going to tease my listeners. We're not going to play it just yet. We're just going to keep talking about it.
That's right. Just keep talking about it.
You know what
it.
I love about your song, too, is when I played it, all of a sudden, at the end of the song, I hear this. What did I hear at the end? You do it. Yeah, it's the goat. It was so cute. I loved it. I was at Billy Goat's last weekend.
You got to have fun in music. You know what? I write plenty of serious stuff. Sometimes I just want to laugh. And that's, you know, so I write something that makes me laugh and giggle a little, you know, a little happiness in life, right? That's what you got to have sometimes. You can't, you can't write nothing but dramatic stuff, right? We're multi-level people. We're not just always dramatic. We're not always just, you know, serious. We laugh. So why can't we have music reflect that too, right? That's how I view it.
Yeah, you got to laugh a lot when you're a Cubs
fan. Enjoy yourself.
You got to laugh. Yeah. Some people think we're laughing so hard, but we're really crying.
Sometimes crying, but you know what? All those tears have built up with interest, and that principal and full interest payment is due this year.
Come
this
on.
Year,
show
we
me the
collect.
Money.
This year we collect.
Show me the money, Reiser.
That's
okay,
right.
Michael Reiser's in the house. He's got this new high energy theme song for the Cubs, and I think it's going to be the song of the season.
Thank you. I hope so.
And let me
I
ask.
I believe in it.
Hey, Mark, my producer, Mark, how are we doing on time? Should we play the song? I think Mark has left the building. Whoa. Okay, so we're going to get to that song shortly. We will. The Cubs Will Do It Again by Michael Reiser. Okay, Michael, so tell me, let's talk. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, hi. So you mentioned the goat. Oh, here we go.
And we're off.
From the town of the blues, there's a team that wears a country too. They've
with the best bands around. There's a growl in the air, we've been hearing the roar. The Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before. Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before. They can close a couple times, but it's their year for more. They're revving up their bats and getting ready to score. The Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before. I've been told a bunch of times about some curse from 1945 from a man with a goat. Cause they were thrown out of the park by some security guy. By now that goat is dead, it means the curse is gone. The Cubs will do it again, cause now it's time to move on. The Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before. They get close a couple times, but it's that year for more. They're revving up their bands and getting ready to score. The Cubs will do it again, and then they'll do it some more. Yeah, we'll shout it from the bleachers till you understand the kind of faith it takes to be a Cubs fan. If you never stop believing, let me hear you roar. The Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before. Yeah. Fans stealing foul balls from our own players' hands. We felt the pain, but still believe it. If you understand it, say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before. They get close a couple times, but it's their year for more. They're revving up their bats and getting ready to score. The Cubs will do it again, and then they'll do it some more. Yeah, we'll shout it from Chicago till you understand the kind of faith it takes to be a Cubs fan. If you never stop believing, let me hear you roar. The Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before.
I think that's going to break the curse right there. That
it
goat
is.
At the end.
You got it. You got it. You got to laugh at it. If you take the curse seriously, it'll haunt you. You laugh at that curse, it's history.
Like you said,
take
move
its
on.
Power away. Take its power away. The goat is dead. Let's move on.
Like you said, let's move on, Chicago. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know, I love the nod to Ernie Banks there.
Yeah, got to do it. Got to.
And
do
that
it.
Was before you even knew that he was.
I know. It was kind of a sad and amazing coincidence,
yeah,
actually,
yeah,
that on the weekend that I released the song, you
that
know,
he, that
and that,
yeah,
and that broadcast at the end, that's the broadcast of his 500th home run. That's in my music video, actually.
Holy cow!
That's the broadcast of his 500th home run, and that was already in place and set up. And then, unfortunately, we hear the news last weekend that, you know,
yeah,
Mr. Cubb
passed
away.
Away.
But
let's
yeah,
play.
I mean, so I pull some tribute for good old Ernie Banks there, you know. Let's play two, boys.
Okay,
let's
I love this two. Song. It is so much fun.
Thanks, Doc.
And so, you know, one thing that you want to share with my listeners, there's
sure.
a contest.
Yeah, you know what? There's a contest coming up from the Chicago Tribune, and it's going to be starting towards the very end of February. February 27th, I believe, is the deadline to get all these songs in, and voting will start probably sometime in early March to determine the best Cubs song to replace the current Cubs song that exists. Mm-hmm. Now, you just heard from me a free teaser of Cubs Will Do It Again by Michael Reiser. I'm asking you all to do this for me, okay? When that voting starts, jam up their lines, jam up their email addresses. Vote as many vote like a Chicagoan, early and often. That's what I want from everybody out there. And I'll tell you, if you don't know how to do it, no problem. Find me. Go to my website, michaelreiser.com. I don't have to say the W's, do I? Wait, you like saying the W's.
www.michaelreiser.com.
I like it. I like how you say that.
Yeah, you got to go to... Well,
sign up for my guest book. Sign up for my... street team, just leave your email on my website and I'll send you a free preview of the video before I release it publicly, which is coming up soon, but you're going to get a free preview before I release
Dolly
it to
McCarthy
anybody
is
else.
Not in. Should have been in.
Dolly McCarthy is there with me in spirit the whole time.
Okay, one thing I have to say. So the thing is, you just found out about this contest, but you wrote the song without any contest in mind. This is what I love about it. You included Ernie Banks.
Yeah.
You got the goat
in
there.
Is that coincidental?
It's high energy, and that's what we need. And you're moving on. And I really think you've got all the ingredients.
I wrote it, but I had a couple of things still outstanding. I finished writing it just last week. I'm sorry, a week and a half ago. I finished writing it just a week and a half ago. But all these major elements were already in place. Sure.
It's meant to be.
And it was almost miraculous how, I mean, it was fully finished before we found out Ernie had passed on. And it just kind of, it seems that a lot of things are aligning nicely.
For the release
of this
song. Are we
really
setting ourselves up for major disappointment?
No, we're not.
I really do think this is going to happen.
I think so, too.
And you heard it here, folks, with Michael Reiser and Dolly McCarthy on the Dolly McCarthy Show. I really think this is going to happen. And can this song be the official summertime song from my show?
You better believe it. For you, I'm honored every time you play it. Every time you play it, I'm honored.
Well, thank you. Do I owe you any money for this? Since I got to play it, I'm going to play
it
a lot.
You owe me a breakfast. I'm hungry.
I owe you a hot dog at the Wiener Circle after.
Let's go to Yojo's together.
Yojo's, that would be.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be fun to do a show?
Yeah, go
at
to
Yojo's.
Broadcast live at Yojo's, and that'll be my payment. We'll sing for food.
Tell me. Let's talk about the Cubs. Okay. Did we get all your official things out? We mentioned your website.
You know
get
what?
All that
I wanted to, of course, mention, and I'm sure most of your listeners realize and assume it's if I'm broadcasting it right now with you, it's already on iTunes. It just hit iTunes this week officially. So you can go to iTunes to download it, buy it. You can go to my website, michaelreiser.com, download it directly, where you can also hear my other music, too. Serious or fun or happy or whatnot. All my other stuff and my videos are there too. But my real mission here today is promoting my Cubs song. Cubs will do it again. Cubs will do it again. Oh, friend me on Facebook. Like my band, Michael Reiser Band on Facebook. Find me. Follow me on Twitter. You know the whole spiel, Chicago. Come on. You know how to go.
I got to take a picture of this. You should see what he's wearing. Right. He's got his Cubs jersey on, a Cubs hat. That's not a Cubs hat.
This is my future merchandising, baby.
What do they call that? A fedora? What do they call those?
Fedora.
Yeah. A fedora. You're like...
It's a tribute to the Blues.
The Blues Brothers, yeah.
History of Chicago, right? The Blues Brothers, but at the same time, you got to have the high energy from the town of the Blues. There's a team that wears that color too.
He's hilarious. You got to see this guy. All right, I wish you guys could see this guy. Oh, you got to hold your mug up so I can get you.
Okay,
we're taking pictures in the studio.
I'm gonna pull the old Ryan Cheverini pinky extension.
Oh my God.
Ryan, this one's for you. I'm extending my pinky just like you do.
Hilarious. All right, tell me, let's talk about the Cubs when we were kids. What's your earliest memory of going to Wrigley Field? Because everybody knows, okay, the Cubs don't win. So growing up Cubs fans, we went because, well, we were cheering on the Cubs, but the part of the special thing about going to Wrigley Field was going with your father, your brothers, sisters, and taking that Addison bus down and having your Slurpee in your hand, and then you get into Wrigley Field and you could sit wherever you want. You didn't have to worry about
you could have box seats back then for a song, and if you didn't pay that, you just sit there because
I'm going to move up, and they let you.
It was
now,
amazing. Yeah.
If no one's sitting there and you move up, they're like, get out of here. I don't know what's going on. I don't like that.
Well, you know what?
Whatever.
It's business. It's rights. You know, if somebody buys a ticket and spends a lot of money for a box seat, and then all of a sudden some guy with his beer spilled all over him is sitting in there. You don't want him sitting in your seat.
I wouldn't mind that.
Okay, all right. I'll invite them to sit on my lap then when I'm in the box seats next time.
Okay. So tell me your earliest memory of Wrigley Field.
I'll tell you my earliest memory.
Or your first.
My first memory of Wrigley Field, my next-door neighbor, a good friend of mine, Tracy Lorenz, growing up on Newland Avenue in Chicago on the northwest side. I've said too much. Now the stalkers.
Oh, I love it. I'm from the Northwest Side. I love when you say that.
All right. So growing up on Newland Avenue, Northwest Side of Chicago, my one of my very best friends was Tracy Lorenz, lived right next door to me. A really nice girl, you know, tomboy. We had a lot in common. There were a lot of kids all over the block. We had at least five families filled with kids on the block, which was great. And as a matter of fact, my friend Michael McAuliffe, state representative today.
He was
my neighbor directly across from my house. And so I believe he and Tracy and another friend of mine, Robert Becker, we all were taken by Tracy's mother, Virginia Lorenz, and she was a wonderful woman. And first time that I went to Wrigley Field, she took us there. And when I walked up the ramp and saw the field for the first time, it was magical. It was like something better than that movie Field of Dreams. I mean, to see it on TV, it always looked attractive. I'd rush home from school, I'd turn on the Cubs game, and I'd hear, you know, Jack Brickhouse announcing. That's why I gave him his tribute of Hey. I gave him the tribute of Hey Hey at the end as well.
I heard,
but I also gave the old Harry Carey, Holy Cow. I got to include them both.
Not to interrupt you, did you, when you were walking home from school like me, I particularly remember this in the summer because we would walk down the alleys, and the garage doors would all be open, and there'd be dads working on their cars and eating, or drinking their Budweiser, and you would
or
hear
old
the
style.
And you would hear the Cubs games. So it was just you know, all around us.
Yeah,
that even
was
if
our,
we weren't paying
our
attention,
social
we
media
could hear
back
those
then
voices.
Was a loud radio from a garage.
Yeah,
that was our
from
social
a garage.
Media.
Exactly. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Did you have that similar experience that I did with the garages?
It's just a neat thing, you know, somebody, you know, tinkering, and I had my little mini cycle ripping around the streets back then. when I was like 12, 13, 14.
That was your first car, huh?
Yeah, my first car was a little mini bike, my mini cycle, Kawasaki 100.
Well, you mentioned the McAuliffe family, and the Northwest Side. I remember those McAuliffe signs all over the Northwest Side. Now it's funny, did I tell
you? Yeah, Roger McAuliffe, you know,
Roger,
of course.
Yes.
And then when Roger passed, his son Michael took
and
over.
Did I tell you my brother Tom Caravet is running for 38th Ward Alderman?
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah. That ward has been run by the Cullerton family for over 100 years.
Wow.
And the Caravets have been there probably just as long. So my brother's taking a stab at it.
Wow.
So there's a shout out to my brother Tom.
Shout
38th
out.
Ward.
Shout out, Tom.
Old neighborhood. he's just down the street from, you remember the theater?
Which one?
The Pickwick.
Oh, sure, of
Not
course.
The Pickwick. No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
The patio.
Oh, the patio. Yeah.
Over there on
was that
Austin and Irving.
Is that the one off of Narragansett?
Austin and Irving.
Yeah, okay. So yes.
Not like a block away from the Dairy Queen. There used to be a Giordano's Pizza over there, which we were eating Giordano's there one night, and there was a fly on our that landed on my pizza.
Yeah.
And the manager came out. My dad said, there's a fly baked on our pizza. And they gave us the whole meal for free. You know, my dad.
Flies included?
We had 14
you even
kids.
They even gave you the flies
and
for free?
They gave us the fly.
Sweet.
I ate the fly. It was sweet.
Nice appetizers.
Can you imagine that? That like hitting the jackpot for a father of 14.
Yeah.
He takes out the family for pizza.
So the next weekend you went out
and
he brought his jar of flies the next weekend to the next restaurant.
No.
And the next restaurant ate for free.
No, we got new shoes the next week because the money he saved on the pizza night.
Nice.
No,
sweet,
but
sweet
yeah, I love Giordano's pizza. That was not a jab at Giordano's, but it was just a tribute to the generosity and the kindness of that manager to comp my dad's dinner with 14 kids.
Nice.
Anyway,
wow.
So
that's a big comp.
I love the song. Congratulations on the song. Well done.
Thank you.
Well
Thank
done.
You.
It's really fun. Maybe we'll figure out how we could play it again in this show, but if not, we're going to be playing it.
Please. Thank you so much.
Leading up, and I think you're
and
right,
let it,
Michael
let
Reiser.
People know to keep voting for me early and often, Chicago style, when that Tribune contest starts, which I believe is going to be in the very first week of March, most likely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Guy
I'm
from
just
the Northwest
the
Side. Just a guy from the Northwest
just
Side.
Just
loves
a guy
music
from
sports.
Chicago's Northwest Side, everybody. Hey. Michael Reiser.
Michael Reiser, we love you. Great job on the song.
Thank you, Dolly.
Thanks for stopping by. Come again.
From the town of the blues, there's a team that wears their country too. They've been up, they've been down. I
Olive always had the best fans around. There's a growl in the air, we've been hearing the roar. The Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before. Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before. They came close a couple times, but they stay here for more. They're revving up their bats and getting ready to score. The Cubs will do it again, just like they did it before. I've been told a bunch of times about some curse from 1945 from a man with a goat, 'cause they were thrown out of the park by some security guy.
Isn't that a great, I love the song. Great, great song. It's going to be the, I'm calling it right here, just like I'm calling the Cubs. The Cubs are going to win the World Series this year, and this will be the official song for 2015, the Michael Reiser Band putting out Cubs Will Do It Again. I hope you enjoyed the song. We really enjoyed talking to Michael. Right, Michael, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me
great
out here,
time.
Dolly.
A lot of fun. We had a lot of good guests on the show today, and I want to thank everybody for coming out. And if we didn't get to any phone calls today, but we certainly want to hear from you. If you can go to the Dolly McCarthy Show Facebook page, like it, and follow us on Twitter. We'll pick some random names. We'll give you free tickets to the auto show. How would you like that? We love free stuff on this show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and we'll see you. We'll talk to you next week. And on that note, it's time to end the show. We always like to end it on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Be good to our cubbies.
Yeah.
And again, like the show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Have a good one, everybody.